The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards, changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did the father's will?" They answered, "The first." And Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him. But tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear family, the Word of God comes to us every Sunday, and I hope every day. And we need to keep it in our hearts, because in order to understand the gospel of today, we need to have understood the gospel of last week. You see, there is a continuity. And last Sunday, we had the gospel where the workers were employed at different times of the day, remember? And the Lord taught us, and actually the Holy Father illustrated this week, that the mere fact of working for the Lord, it's already a recompense, a great joy. But we saw how the workers who started early were angry because they got paid the same as those who came late. The teaching of the gospel today goes in the same vein. The elders, the high priests, came early to the faith, to religion. But here we see the great danger, the great temptation to make of religion a position, a status, a way to become proud. This is the great danger that we need to avoid. Because when that happens, not only we lose ourselves, but at the same time, we don't allow others to enter. We reject them. We actually talk about other people. And every time we talk about others, really what we're saying is, we are actually saying, "Or am I not better? You see, I don't do those things." And this is the great danger that Jesus again brings to our attention. Obviously, it must be very important for him Because if religion becomes corrupted, how are people going to find the way to God? So true faith is founded on love. And we saw in the second reading today, Jesus Himself giving us the example. He who is God did not deem equality with God. He lowered Himself even to death on a cross. And He did this for us sinners. He came to reach out to the ones who were lost. So being a Christian means to have the same heart of Jesus. And that means that we rejoice when sinners come into the church. We not only rejoice, but we go out looking for them. And our message should be something like this: come, let us walk this journey together, because I too am on the process of conversion. You see, Jesus is not celebrating the prostitutes and the sinners because of their sin, but rather because of their openness to conversion. That is the key of the Christian life, the openness to conversion. And finally, we see in the gospel today the warning, the attention that the Lord is calling us. When we see others converting, when we see new life, when we see others having an experience of renewing their family life, that is a testimony for us to join this grace. We have seen in the history of the church movements of renewal. I'm just going to mention one: the Franciscan renewal back in the 13th century, where the Lord poured out this grace upon the church, because the church is always in need of renewal. And we have renewal movements in our church today. And the Lord is telling us, when we see people being renewed in the church, coming alive in the church, join this grace. You see, the Lord is lamenting that the elders in the church, even when they saw the prostitutes converting, they did not get it. They did not realize that the hand of God is doing this. St. Augustine said that the conversion of a sinner is a greater miracle than creation. How we must esteem the gift of conversion. How must we pray for our own conversion and the conversion of our brothers and sisters, and rejoice in this grace? What is Christianity about? It's about having the heart of Jesus, who seeks out those who are lost. And we begin by seeking our own conversion so that we can reach out to others.